Copyright 2004.
I got kind of a problem with that. I'm just saying. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm leaving it short because right now, myself... Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that because I got a whole list of other stupid people here we'll get to probably later on during the show. Right now, I have on the phone with me. Let me look over here and click this button right here. And we'll go ahead and drop that. I'll leave it, like I said, short and simple. On the phone with me, I have Mad Max from the Pro Flow for Show. Show. Did I say that right?
You got it right. You got it right, man. That's for sure.
Man, I just had to throw that in real quick. Usually my segment goes a lot longer, and I didn't get an opportunity to do the amount of research I wanted to. And correct me if I'm wrong. In here, you can decline if you don't want to. I did read, though, and I didn't think about it until I got to reading your bio there.
Yeah.
And your bio said that you were in high school growing up and had the opportunity to be a basketball player. Good.
Yes, sir.
And I thought, I wonder what his reaction would be to that.
Well, my reaction is similar to yours, you know, which is, you're kind of short and sweet about it, but I think you were getting at the idea that these guys can pay all this money and they're starting fights, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a simple explanation to it, you know.
And then I was more upset because I was watching the news anyways, and of course there was somebody from the opposing side, and this opposing side was saying, you know, well, there wasn't adequate security up there.
Oh, okay,
well. You know, and I'm going, well, wait a minute. That's not right.
Right.
Adequate security does not, so now we got to have, what, guards
around the
court?
That doesn't work.
I wouldn't want to go to it, which I'm sorry, but I'm not going to pay $150 a ticket or $250 or whatever it is in the first place. But,
right.
You know, that's me. But
I agree.
You know, what's the world coming to, right?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question right there.
and that's why I found, and I was reading more, and, you know, I did, for those of you who don't know, we try to get an interview every now and then, and we'll be doing more of this. Tell a little bit about yourself, Mad Max, and what, you know, what's going on here.
I'm a 23-year-old black male. I'm a senior at the University of Akron, so be graduating here in December with a media production major.
Great.
And I got started on the radio thing back at the University of Akron. They have a radio station, which was supposed to be the number one station, but we had some creative differences, so I'm no longer with them, which brought me to internet radio.
Right, and I can understand that completely. That's, as a matter of fact, how our show ended up on internet radio. So
wow.
I fully understand that.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a lot of, like corporate takeover everywhere you go, really.
But it's unreal at the amount of, and corporations, it's all about the dollar. And, you know, it's, I was talking with an artist that was in here a little earlier, and they do gospel music and things of that nature. And we were just talking about how amazed it, you know, the feeling of music now is gone. You know,
I agree.
You know, how much feeling you put into something doesn't matter anymore. It's, well, we'll fix that on the fly later. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
And
that's for sure. Especially in the rap industry, it's pretty bad.
You know, and I am one of those people who love, you can bring me a type of music and say, well, do you like this music? Do you like this music? I can find something in every style of music that I like.
Definitely.
You know, and I've become more and more, I guess, upset and disgusted, I guess, with not just the rap, but the pop, both of those two together.
They're kind of merging in a way.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Now,
it really is.
Now you're also, aside from an artist, you're also involved with, of course, your radio show, which is a Pro Flow for Show, and you are also involved with M3 Records, correct?
Yes, sir. We started an independent label just due to somewhat of the anger that you have, you know, about the way the industry is heading, and. Wanted to develop something that would satisfy public desire without all the negative influences that are turning our pop and our rap into basically commercial flop.
Right, and I saw that whole, I was amazed by the whole deal with I'm sure you were following it too. The whole ludicrous Pepsi and Osborne's deal, and I'm going, you know, does it really matter which one's the spokesperson? They're right up there with each other.
Really?
But you know, hey, but I just found that funny. I couldn't help.
Very.
Now that's another one I don't like, and that's Russell Simmons. But don't get me started on him today.
Yeah, somebody else told me that yesterday night. Matter of fact, so it's kind of coincidental, but. Seeing a trend slowly here.
That's it. You know, what do you say? What do you say?
Well, what I say, I don't really know what to say because they have so much control over what's going on in the industry. And, of course, I don't want to come off as the rebel, you know, or the guy trying to make a change or this and that. But,
right.
You know, it's so much more ability and talent being wasted and overlooked for what they have currently going on right now. You know,
yeah.
Everything's dominated by, what they say, sex sells, right?
That's it. That is it. And you know, it's not so much of what they're doing as who they're marketing it to.
Yeah, the kids.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't want a crack dealer selling my kids crack. For the same, you know, if I got my neighbor who's my age doing it, hey, man, that's his decision if he wants to go do that.
Right, right.
But leave my kids alone.
You're right, because I was thinking about, you know, another artist, you know, Eminem. We all know about Eminem. And,
sure.
I was thinking about his messages, and for the most part, I think his most of his audience is kids as well. Because that one song, the satire he has about Michael Jackson and the other 80s pop singers, that's... And
yeah.
In my opinion, it's entertaining and whatever, but just focus the kids, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. He's another example of just somebody kind of riding that money corporate wave, you know. And
right.
They can say whatever they want to. Of course,
yeah, exactly. I was thinking that.
Yeah, you know, I had the same problem with, I'm not a big fan of Kurt Cobain because that's all he was talking about, how he hated commercial this and commercial that.
Yeah.
And that's all you saw on MTV was him.
Right.
And, I'm sorry, exactly. But it don't get much more commercial than MTV. But,
you got that right.
But, yeah, we'll ask you a couple questions here.
There
are a number, and we were just touching on this, of major label artists, and on the opposite side now, they're experimenting with the clean and positive sound. What do you think sets you apart?
Well, you know, you got guys like Kanye West out there who got a lot of attention for doing some clean music or more spiritual-type, soulful-type
mm-hmm.
music. But in a way, it's a lot of people out there doing that. Mos Def and Common have been doing that for a long time. Will Smith's been doing that. But for the most part, you know, it's more of a, I think there are things more abstract in a way. It's not really focused on promoting positive music. It's just a matter of that's what they do. Every once in a while, they come out with a clean single or something like that, or a clean track.
Right.
But for the most part, their allegiance is to the world that we see. The world that's bringing down the state of music.
Right.
So what sets us apart basically is that we're trying to give some more attention and light to the artist who is pure and trying to do something real.
And you know, isn't that sad? What, 20 years ago, the reverse would be happening here. You would have all the attention where the people would be bringing up attention more on the people who didn't have the clean lyrics.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's funny how everything's kind of flipped.
Well, yeah, because in the 80s when rap was really getting started, you know, you had Run DMC and
yep.
all the older guys that were doing clean rap, you know,
yeah.
and it sold and it got rap started. And
yep.
then rappers made some money and rappers got a little bit of control.
Right.
And things changed. And,
yeah, I mean, even Sir Mix-a-Lot, man, even
yeah,
his stuff wasn't what it is today.
Right,
you
exactly.
know, and he was probably, I guess, maybe more of the harder...
Yeah.
Rap then.
And that's nothing compared to what they got now.
No, he's bubblegum now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and I just, it never ceases to amaze me. Never
yeah, it
ceases
doesn't.
To amaze me. But, well, here, we'll come back and we'll talk, but in the meantime, let's take a listen here to Hard Life.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, let's take a listen to it real quick here.
All right.
All right, here it is, Hard Life by Mad Max.
That's it.
All right, man.
All life,
much
all
love
life,
to the queen bee.
All life,
much love to my queen.
That's
the real deal.
All
there you go. That's Hard Life by Mad Max.
Yep, it's Mad Max.
I'm liking it, man.
I feel like it too.
I definitely. And it's just more of that music that needs to be out there in the mainstream.
Definitely. I appreciate the support. Definitely appreciate the support.
Oh, man. Anything we can do to help the independent artist, which is, of course, what our parent company, Guardian Productions, is all about. But
definitely.
Nonetheless.
And you guys are doing a good job with it, too. That's for sure.
Man, I do appreciate that. Anything we can do, we just want to take over the world. Nothing more. Nothing less.
I heard that. That's it. That's all.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, that's it.
What makes you think that you have the best sound in the rap game?
Well, that's a few reasons. I think the number one reason is because I think music isn't about materialism and all the things that it's been exploited for. I think music started out as a pure original form, and we keep it pure and original, so that's one of the basic reasons. You know, in the rap game, you don't find many artists who can give you a few songs without profanity, and you'll still enjoy them as if they were doing the wrong thing. You know what I mean?
And I'm with you on that. And that is the reason why I actually, and I don't buy many CDs, first of all, because I don't want to pay $18 for them, for starters.
Right.
And number two, there's rarely anything out there to me worth buying. And
right.
If independent artists didn't bring me their CDs to play on in our radio show, I would go out and buy them. They're worth it, and they're cheaper.
Right.
But,
definitely.
You know, but now, as far as that goes, one I did go out and buy would be Will Smith, and that was for the reason.
Yeah.
Because I can listen to it with my kids in the room, man.
Exactly.
And I don't have to worry about what the message conveys.
Right, right.
And so, you know, that's, but yeah, you know, that is most definitely, I could just agree with you. And you said, you know, I've got here that you do have a number one status claim.
In my opinion, yes. I'm claiming, well, you know how Muhammad Ali used to do it. He wouldn't get in the ring talking, I'm okay, you know.
Right.
He says, I'm the greatest, you know.
Right, sure.
But he was also able to prove that, you know, and I believe that the ability and what I've been trained to do, I prove it every time. It's a lot of music that I have that hasn't, because I'm an independent artist, hasn't been heard or gotten the recognition, but
sure.
If you give us, just like with a lot of independent artists, you give us enough promotion and distribution, we'll sell just as much as major artists right now. There's no difference.
Right, right. In having that status claim, how does that affect your relationship with other artists?
Well, it kind of adds a little conflict, a little controversy, because if everybody wants to be number one,
right.
Not everybody can be the one.
Sure.
And because of that, you know, people may be afraid to get on the track because they'll sound inferior, or they just don't want to collaborate with you at all because just of other, you know, selfish, jealous reasons. But bottom line is, you know, and we have to all play our roles. You know, right now I'm the interviewee, you're the interviewer, and you're running the show. You know, I play my role, play your position, and as a team effort. You know,
absolutely. And that's, you know, and I think you've touched on a key stroke there that a lot of these independent artists, I don't care what genre you're in, excuse me, I don't think a lot of them understand that.
Right.
You know, and you know, the old adage goes, united we stand, you know, and divided we fall. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Lost
the
train of thought there. I was reading something else, and that's what happened. But you know, and that's kind of how that goes. You know, the people in America, when Britain came over and said, "All right, you're ours," they got together and they said, "No, we're not, and we're our own free country."
Right.
And hence, kind of our name there, Independent Nation, which is what we're trying to do is bring these guys together. If they would do that.
Yeah.
We could actually get together and get rid of Great Britain, the major four labels there. That's
you got that right.
Hey, this is how we're playing the game. you know, we're here in Tennessee, so if you'll excuse some of my country adages that I'll use sometimes.
Yes.
You know, people like Waylon Jennings. You know, Waylon Jennings actually sat down in a room with the record label and said, "Look, this is how it is." Of course, he had to go get a mafia friend from New York, but still.
Wow.
You know, they sat down and said, this is how it's going to work, and if it don't work that way, we'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, Nashville's not what it used to be for a number of reasons.
Right.
And the music, not, I can't stand anything worse than to hear music that has no feeling.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's all you see on the videos.
Mainstream music
was empty.
And then I was reading last week, I don't know if you got a chance to catch the show. There's so many, you know, it's hard to do. We've got a two-hour show.
Right.
And I was ranting and raving quite a bit about about this whole Ashley Simpson and her backing tracks.
Oh, wow. Good one. That's a good one.
Well, I got mad. I was reading my Rolling Stone, which I don't know why, because it's Rolling Stone. But, you know, there's these industry personnel that just know so much. And the guy from, hang on, let's see, I don't have it here in front of me. The manager, I believe, is a manager for Evanescence. Actually sat down and said that basically they use a lot of backing tracks because they don't have the amount of guitar players that it needs, that they need to perform live and get the same sound as on their album.
Oh, wow.
And he actually made the statement, people want to come to a concert and hear the record they bought.
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, wait a minute. Why would I want to go pay $100 for a ticket to hear the album that I bought?
Yeah, I want to hear real deal.
Yeah, you know. So
they seem to have some type of sense of thought, and it's really guiding the way the industry is moving. But
it is, and I don't understand that how. And yes, I do. If you got enough money, you can do anything.
Yeah, and
that's how they work. And that's that. You know, bugs me more than anything. But you know, that whole deal. Well, I don't want to. I want to go ahead and play some more of your music, man.
Yeah,
I want to hear some more of this stuff. It's great stuff, and we'll come back and talk about it. And before we do, though, I want to hear a little bit about Hard Life. Where'd that come from?
Well, let's see. Hard Life came from just the whole ideal of the life that most common people live. You know, you mostly hearing rap, the bling bling, and this and that, sex and love, you know, all that stuff. But you don't really hear about the hard life. And I just wanted to express exactly how I feel on a daily basis. I don't know about most people, but I know I live a hard life.
Right.
Just as trying to come up in the world, period,
right.
You know.
Right.
And it's not easy. So I just wanted to try to relate to as many people as possible who are needing to hear that, you know, believe that they're not the only one going through it, you know.
Right, right. And let me ask you, and you having being a rap artist, have you ever been shot at on a regular basis? I mean, is that...
Well, I try to avoid situations like that, because I don't, you know, the problem with most rap artists, they are trying to appeal to the thug image, so they have to do things that, you know, bring on those kind of situations. That's why, you know, artists that are on Bad Boy, like Black Rob is about to go to jail for a robbery.
Sure.
And guys from Rockefeller Records, Benny Siegel, he's going... You know, there's all kinds of artists going out there doing very... Oh, Young Buck, the guy with Dr. Dre. You know, you heard of that lately as
well.
Right. You know, all these guys are doing things just to uphold their image, which helps because their music won't carry them, they have to have this thug image that sells their music. And because of that, that's what they bring on to them. But I'm not promoting that. I'm not promoting guns. I'm not promoting violence. I'm not claiming their block. I'm not claiming anybody's block. I'm just claiming doing the right thing and living life, you know?
Right. And see, that's what I know. That's why I asked you. That's what I noticed more about you, even because I'd listened to some of these songs ahead of time, just because I want to get an idea and feel for what's here, you know?
Cool.
And being that before I got back in the whole music industry, or before I got to the studio, I should say, I was in the Dirty South. Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And matter of fact, there was many a clubs that I'd be at that Lil Jon Eastside boys would be out there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, which, you know, it would kill me that they had a song out that would...
Entice the riot.
Yeah, absolutely.
One, you know, I think I got it on my computer, actually. One of them is, it's basically, I don't give a F, you know.
That's it. And then there's F Security. And then everybody get crazy. I'd watch these people get crazy in the club. And Lil Jon Eastside boys, first thing they do is jump behind the security officers.
Right. they're the one with all the money. They have the most to lose.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, they claim the thug image, but I'm sure, just like Tupac, when Tupac was going through his drama, I'm sure when it came time, he wasn't running to those bullets. You know what I mean?
Right. No, and I don't know many a person that would, but, you know, hey, nonetheless, let's go ahead and get here to Let Your Hair Down.
Let Your Hair Down. Oh, yeah.
There nice you go. Here's a club mix. Here it is. Take a listen.
Bring the bell, mommy, for later.
There you go. Let Your Hair Down. That's the club mix there by Mad Max.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Make sure I had you up there. There you are.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Most definitely, man. I like it. That's something somebody can groove to.
Yeah, a lady named Kamala Linden out of the Bronx, New York.
Yeah.
She sent me her music in through the radio show, and I told her I would, you know, I love to remix one a couple of her songs. And I remixed one of that track right there one time before, and she asked me for a more upbeat rhythm for it, and I gave her that beat that we just played, and she's yet to hear it, actually. I think she'll be receiving it in a couple of days. So.
That's great stuff. I like it. That's something you can move to, jump around in the studio to, or the
a lot
club.
Of fun.
Yeah, man. And see, that's what music ought to be about, I think. It's fun.
Definitely.
You know, I don't, you know, I've been shot at once or twice, and it wasn't fun.
It sure
there's
isn't.
A lot of words for it, but fun, what is it?
Not fun at all.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Millennium Music.
Yes, sir.
Well, what is Millennium Music all about?
Millennium Music, well, when we first started out, we were looking for something that would be distinct and mean something rather than just, you know, the insignificance of a lot of names out here, common names. But the Millennium Music Mission was really just about bringing a pure and elite form of music, I guess mainly hip-hop, but branching off to other genres. We're just trying to bring a clean sound to the public, fashioned as a music solution, which is a remedy to the plague that's being that's infesting most of our musicians today. You know,
right.
We're looking to recruit and promote an ideology of cleanliness in music, because our future revolves around our kids, and if our kids are being trained to drool over this negative lifestyle, when that bell rings, then they're going to perform negatively.
See, and that's absolutely, and I am amazed and shocked at all, and appreciate the fact that you being 23?
Yes, sir.
23 years old, understand that.
Unlike most black males, I had a father in the home who helped me to be focused at exactly what a real man should do in his life, you know.
Right.
And a lot of these guys out here didn't have that. So I don't really fault the industry for what they're promoting, because that's all they know for the most part. But then again, if 50 Cent can come out with a song like 21 Questions,
right,
which was totally clean and, good to hear, actually.
Sure.
He can do it more. He can do more than just, I'll kill you. You
sure.
Know,
yeah. And another one of those it would be Usher that came out.
Yeah.
In which here in Chattanooga, which we're probably 20, 30 minutes away from at the most, Chattanooga,
yeah.
Tennessee. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Now he's from the ATL.
Yeah, easy though. You got that go.
Yeah.
That's that image again.
That's it. But you know, when he first came out, some of his stuff was less like the "I'll kill you."
Right.
You know, and now I think, was it him? Was it Usher? Or was it? I might not have been Usher. It might have been R. Kelly. I believe it was R. Kelly. His latest song that came out was more of a cleaner song, maybe. I might be wrong about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, R. Kelly, he does that. He fluctuates from Let Me See Your Thong to basically to God Save Me. You know,
right.
He fluctuates like that. And in a way, it's sad to see, because you can see the confusion in their souls.
Yeah.
If somebody would step up and take a stand and show them how it's supposed to be done, or what it could be, you know, stand on your own 2 feet and do what you feel is best rather than what will make money or what other people think is cool.
Of course, I know a lot of these guys are locked into a contract, so and they don't
yeah.
have the ability to
oh,
have
yeah.
that sort of freedom.
Yep.
But I think that There again, that's where more of it's wrong. And see, I guess that's where it does fall back on the industry there. But I agree with what you say 100%. I fully agree with that. So Millennium Music is, do you have any other?
Yeah, I've got a few artists that we're working with. I haven't really tried to sign anybody because for the most part, my budget is very limited, and I'm not really trying to constrain anybody.
Right.
Even though I feel like I'm the best out here, I feel that the people I'm working with might have a better chance of getting signed because they're not as controversial and as, in a way, rebellious as I am.
Right.
So my CEO today was telling me that, and we were both on the same wavelength about that idea. But, you know, we're trying to bring out some artists from Ohio, and we're getting them out there. You know, you can check it out to the website, this and that, you know.
Right. Yeah, I thought that was the case because I was looking on the website and I thought I saw some other people that might have been there.
Yeah, because we pretty much branch out to whoever really wants to work. A lot of people send me just a cappella versions of the songs, and I put beats behind them and send them back to them just because we can do that. You know, we're trying to branch out. We don't even charge anybody for that kind of stuff. We just do it because we can.
Right, right. That's great. Where are you taking the Millennium Music in relation to the global industry?
Well, right now, you know, we're international because of the ProFlow for Show Show, but, you know, really, I got involved with radio to promote my artist endeavors, but, you know, I want to basically I want to be like Michael Jackson, really. I want to go everywhere in the world and be known for my music, you know, even though Michael's not known for, well, he's got some negative things trailing him.
Sure.
But he's known as one of the best musicians ever, and that's pretty much what I want. I just want to influence people in their life, be able to show them that you can be yourself, you can do the right thing and still be cool. You know, the Millennium Music Mission is not just music, it's motivational speaking, it's education, it's a lot of different things, you know. So pretty much whatever the world wants it to be, we're there.
There you go. That works. So you'll be anywhere and everywhere.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with
TV, radio, newspaper, it doesn't matter. Well, it's we're there trying to be your best friend, basically, you know, a person who doesn't have anybody.
Right.
Who puts in our CD, then he can feel like he's special.
Right. Right. There you go. That's something different.
Definitely.
Not everybody can do. Well, let's go ahead and play the last song you got here, and
all
that's Play My Disc.
Oh, yeah, that's a hot one. We just wanted to salute New York City and let them know that it is popping all across the globe.
There you go. Well, here it is by Mad Max. There you go. Play My Disc by Mad Max. Man, I'm telling you. I like it. It's something you can... And see, it's that same... It's the same type of music they play in the clubs everywhere.
Yep.
I just don't have to hear 8,000 bleeps.
Right, which means you can get into it more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, there's something about gangster...
Yeah.
The gangster attitude type music...
Yeah.
...that makes you really want to fight.
It does.
I mean,
I'm sure a lot of people in this world really aren't happy. So, you know, if you feed those emotions, then I'm sure they're going to erupt soon.
Sure. Yeah. And, music is one of those things that can put you in a mood.
Right.
You know, if you can listen to death metal, and by the time you're done with it, you're ready to go hurt somebody.
Right,
you know?
Right.
That's one of those types of things. I tell you what, let's run to a quick commercial break here and there, and we'll run it real quick, take a minute or two, pay some bills, and after we get done there, we'll come back and we'll talk a little more.
Bikers Against Child Abuse, BACA, exists with the intent to create a safer environment for abused children. We exist as a body of bikers to empower children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. We stand ready to lend support to our wounded friends by involving them with an established, united organization. We work in conjunction with local and state officials who are already in place to protect children. We desire to send a clear message to all involved with the abused child that this child is part of our organization and that we are prepared to lend our physical and emotional support to them by affiliation and our physical presence. We stand at the ready to shield these children from further abuse. We do not condone the use of violence or physical force in any manner. However, if circumstances arise such that we are the only obstacle preventing a child from further abuse, we stand ready to be that obstacle.
If you'd like to become involved in BACA, visit our website at www.bacausa.com.
Ladies, do you enjoy your weekends? Would you like to enjoy a sensation designed especially for you? From the scientists at Oregon State University comes Beaver Liquor, a new adult beverage from the folks who brought you Peter's Special Brew. Just listen to what women like you have told us.
I'm not a big drinker, but it's remarkably easy to hold my Beaver Liquor. It's not at all harsh and has just the right amount of bite.
I like the way my Beaver Liquor goes down, and it doesn't leave a bad taste in your mouth. At least I don't think it does. When I have my girlfriends over, I make sure there's plenty of Beaver Liquor to go around, because I want my guests to have enough Beaver Liquor to keep them satisfied.
Beaver Liquor, just for you ladies, at fine liquor stores everywhere.
Are you in need of psychiatric help? Sometimes we need a break in life. That's why there's Brown Twig. Brown Twig Mental Health Center is here for you with individual rooms.
Move over, Granny. I gotta get 3 more butts in that bed.
Polite staff.
Eat the jello or wear it.
And the things you need to get better. So when life feels like it's closing in on you, remember Brown Twig Mental Health Center, where we care for you.
30 minutes to hospital.
What's the problem here? You going crazy? I'm trying to do a commercial.
Yeah, definitely crazy. Crazy, definitely.
Remember Brown Twig Mental Health Center, 1-800-IMNUTV, 5150 Valium Drive.
All right, there you go. There you have it. Hope I got everybody on there. Yeah, there we go. Switching these phones back and forth, man.
Yep.
If I hang up on you, I call you back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, there's... So, you've got all this going for you.
Yep.
What have you got long-term plans?
Long-term plans, yeah. Well, I really just... I can see myself... I know I'm going to go platinum eventually because, I seem to have extraordinary ability to make hits that haven't been heard yet, you know.
How that works?
If you say what?
I said that's how that works.
Yeah, I think for the most part, if you analyze something enough and study something, you pretty much can figure it out.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's what we've had, and due to my life circumstances, which are a little unique from the average guy, for a lot of different reasons, I think that has helped to mold my ability to relate to people. And I think the hits relate to people.
And I will totally agree to that. Although you have some people who are now using a computer to tell you, due to the melodic melody and so on and so forth, this is going to be a hit, statistically speaking.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a joke. It's an absolute joke. In the meantime, you just kind of hit a little bit on your personal life experiences.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody a little bit more about those experiences?
Okay. This is a first, really, because I haven't, in any interview or in promotion or whatever, I haven't really discussed personal circumstances, mainly because I felt like they might work against me, but it's very, very newsworthy. Basically, in 1996, I was an athlete, high school athlete, basketball player, but got injured in a car accident and broke my neck. So I started off somewhat similar to Christopher Reeves, if you can picture that. But right now I'm still in a chair, but I'm definitely not Christopher Reeves. I'm got a lot of movement, a lot of ability, being able to make this music and everything. I have to be able to move something. So,
sure, absolutely.
But it does it creates a lot of hindrance. People, I'm sure that the industry really doesn't want a guy like me on top, because I don't fit that description. I've got the look, and I've got the sound, but then again, I don't have that image.
Yeah.
So, it's somewhat of a hindrance, but then again, eventually it will be my major rock for the story behind the music.
Sure, absolutely. And of course, that's the industry problem to start with, is if you can't fit in our nice, neat little box somehow, then we don't need you.
Right,
and then I'm hearing more and more out of record labels today that want you to prove that you can have a following in the first place before they ever want to look at you.
Right,
which,
right.
To me, defeats the entire purpose of a record label in the first place.
Right.
If I can hold my own and carry my own following, and people are buying my CDs and And
then I won't need you in the first place.
Exactly. I don't need you to take 90% of what's rightfully mine in the first place.
Right.
And that's how that goes. So, man, without a doubt, definitely keep on playing some music.
Definitely.
And keep on making it, because it's just a matter of time. The major four, if you'll notice, it was at one time the major five.
Yeah.
And now it's the major four.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a matter of time.
Yep, you got
that
right.
It's going to be a matter of time. We just got to hold out and wait for that.
Right, right. And the key is to just keep producing good music, I guess.
Absolutely. Because sooner or later, some of these people, and of course, Clear Channel there's, and I named that one, there's many more out there.
Yeah.
Some of those stations, some of those corporate heads there, they're part of that problem to go with it, because all they do is they push one song and they shove that music down your throat enough, and then, you know, eventually you like it.
You got that right.
I refuse. I'm sorry. I like Britney Spears, but not for her singing ability. Not for her dancing ability either. I mean, I'm
Yeah, really, because anybody can do what she's doing, really.
Well, yeah, yeah.
They just have a choice. They pick who they want to pick.
And, you know, I hear that music. Of course, I engineer a lot here at Guardian Productions. And I can hear the voice changing and the things that I would hate to hear what she sounded like without all the equipment. That's all I'm going to say about that.
You got that right.
That's a scary
thing. That's probably why she lip syncs most of her tracks, you know, but in concert, I guess. I mean, she probably does a little bit of singing for real, but I'm sure it's a lot of Jessica Ashley Simpson going on.
Yeah. The Ashley Simpson, that's what it's going to be called from here on out. I'm amazed by it. I just never ceases to amaze me by it.
Yeah, because, you know, she got a deal because of her sister, and that's the only reason.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, of course, I guess that proves to the record label that she can have a following because of her sister, but, you know.
On a marketing basis, I would agree with that. However,
right.
You know, it's the whole shift of how can you sell as opposed to what do you sound like. And that's,
right.
That's, you know, the thought that people would buy good music somehow went out the door, and I don't understand how that
happened. Yeah, I don't know why. Why do the guys, the industry gatekeepers, why do they have to direct it towards negative music when they already are rich? They can choose whatever they want to choose.
Yeah. Yeah, I do not understand that whatsoever. You know, I guess that's why we're independent.
You got that right.
And that may be the problem. And, you know, I've never been a fan of record labels, but I understand some people just want that deal, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah,
you know, whatever.
It's not worth selling your soul, I guess they say.
No, I like my thoughts to be mine.
Yes, for sure.
You know, but well, let's go ahead and hear. We're gonna pick something else here to play a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little different here. You know what? I think I want to play Trip Sitter here. We'll take a listen to these guys here. Here's Trip Sitter, California Sun. There you go. Heard a little bit from Trip Sitter, California Sun, and I can't say her name to save my life. Annie... I can't say it. I give up. Anyways, that was Bring It On.
No.
Check it out. Look it up under New Artist Radio. Speaking of which, New Artist Radio, Any Artist Radio, you can check us out live right now. You can be in the chat room right now talking about us. You can do that. That's it. We're live on both. As a matter of fact, live on Indie Artist Radio and a 128 bit rate high stream if you can catch it. If you can't, there's also a 56 and a 24. Also check out the stream there on New Artist Radio, 24-bit stream, and our on-demand stream on both of those, indieartistradio.com, newartistradio.net.
Doing it big.
Oh, absolutely, and we don't want to forget about all the other stations that are out there, and we'll mention them a little later, but I don't want to take up all the time talking here when we've got you on the phone. Excuse me, so where is Millennium Music based out of?
We are in Akron, Ohio, the heart of it all, as they say, that swing state that failed the Democrats just recently here.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
The hometown of LeBron James, actually.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Akron, Ohio.
I did not know that.
Yep, it's another claim to fame that will eventually get out there, which will help to promote us as well, you know.
Yeah, there you
go. He actually wrote a song about LeBron. You can check it out through the website or whatever. But
that'd be neat. That'd be definitely neat to check out. So anything coming up new or anything coming out new? Or
yeah, actually, my first and last name is Mike Mosley. And there's another guy out there from the Bay Area, California, goes by the his name is Mike Mosley as well. He's a platinum producer. He produced for guys like Tupac and E-40 and like very hardcore rappers from the California area.
Mm-hmm.
And I contacted him because we had similarities in names. And so now I'm going to be producing a show for his features, his music, and a few other industry vets. I think it might be playing on GarageRadio.com. And I'm not sure exactly where else. I have to try to scout that out right now. But you know, I'm trying to put our second album out there on a national basis because it's too good to be just stuck locally, and that's where we're at right now. We're looking for distribution and pressing, so everybody listening, get with the program, because otherwise, you know, they just get shut down if they don't go with Ride or Collide, I guess they say.
Yeah, that's it. That's all there is to it. That's all there's left. Well, it's definitely been great having you on here, and I know you've got to go here in just a few minutes. Tell everybody where they can check you out and what's going on and what to do.
Well, I just want to send mad love to my homeboy here at Independent Nation because you guys are doing it big for the independent artists, which a lot of people claim to be doing, but you guys are actually putting in the work and the effort.
Well, we appreciate that.
And I just want to show some appreciation for that. But you guys can check me out through www.maxheat.com, maxheat.com. And I am Mr. Mad Max, and I'm bringing the heat, so just go to maxheat.com. You can sample the music. We're trying to do it all. Eventually, we'll be in the video industry, the music industry, the print industry, the web industry, because that's what I was trained for in college. I'll be graduating in December with a media production major, pre-law minor. So
there you go.
We are definitely accredited and ready to roll.
Absolutely.
Just keep your ears peeled for Mad Max because it's unmistakable. There's another guy by the name of Mad Max, but just note the spelling, and you can't mistake the sound regardless.
There you go. There's most definitely a difference.
All right.
Well, hey, that's been Mad Max. Hang on the line there for me just a minute. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, take a listen here to Tina Davis.